another way of looking at the Torah, at the law. This model too must, as we must always hold, the transcendence of God. But the accent is on the immanence of God. The focus is on religious experience. That God and the human are woven in together. They're not separate strata, which is really speaking of God as though he were not immanent. But that God comes to us historically, mediated through history. That the God who touches us through the touch of a person and the smile of a person and an encounter of a desert and loneliness and a nomadic warring tribe and so on. And that actually this encounter of God with Moses on a mountain and with Elijah and with Amos and all that, these encounters in which God is revealed, that what is revealed is not the words but God. That what is revealed is something quite ineffable, something beyond words, but something needing words to be expressed, and the words are found by the human prophet. That the law is an inspired response to God, not part of the revelation. The revelation is the unveiling of the mystery of the face of God. Moses finds the words, finds the way, how to express the radical spiritual insight that he has had according to the requirements of his particular people in their particular situation. The image I'd like to use for this, if it will help you, is you waking up on a spring day and it's 9 o'clock in the morning. What a lovely day that is. I hope you've done that. I did it about 4 weeks ago on a few days and it was lovely. And you've got Venetian blinds on your window, and the Venetian blinds are in a locked position, closed, whatever. So there's no light in the room. Could be midnight. I know Venetian blinds aren't that good, but you'll excuse me. So you're in the dark. The sun is brilliant out there, if only you knew. And you get up, struggle out of bed, not having had a cigarette, and you pull the little straps of the curtain, and the Venetian blinds open ever so slightly, and you peer out, because you don't want the midday sun bearing, sorry we've suddenly got midday, but anyhow, bearing in upon you. There's a little bit of light coming through the slats of the Venetian blinds. Why? Because the sun's only letting a little bit of light in? No. But because you're only able to take a little bit of light because of the protection that's there. God is revealing himself to every human being all the time, fully. God isn't letting out little bits of revelation till we do something. God is the sun, God is love, God is the Abba. But most of us can only see a tiny little bit of it. Sometimes a Moses person comes in and goes, pull, and suddenly, whoosh, and a heck of a lot of light comes in, and it shines on everybody round about as well. Because Moses is able to see and able to share and able to communicate what's happened in his human experience in an incredibly marvelous, saintly and effective way in the Torah. But even Moses has still got the blinds there. I think we're going to see that what Jesus did was just say, well, look, you get up on that chair and I'll get up on this one and we'll unhook the whole thing and just get it out of the road. Why have a blind? Why have something against the face of God? He just let the whole light shine in. He revealed the whole face of God without barrier, without cloak, without mantle, without anything between him and God. Come back and then leave it with you and then come. Those two models then that I've presented to you, they're the key thing I want to talk about. I'll come back to Jesus after the break. the key is really an understanding of law. Because if you or I or a Pharisee on a Sabbath day in Capernaum, with a man with a withered hand in the middle, if you or I understand that the law that applies to this situation is directly given by God, then you're trapped. I'm trapped. What can they do except say to Jesus, you can't do it. You're not allowed to do it because God said you can't embrace a leper. Look up Leviticus chapter 13. Look it up. And they're caught, hooked, because they want to do God's will. Who doesn't? And they're wanting to do it as best they could. And there it is all there. And it's something the sun shone in, and this is what we had when we got it all. Whereas if you come at it the other way and see, maybe when you peered out through the half-light coming through the tiny slats of the Venetian blinds and you wrote that law, maybe the law is a result of half-seeing. You take my point? Maybe you didn't see it properly. You saw something. You saw that it was important, that something about leprosy was not from God. It was that God is the giver of life, that there's something here that's out of kilter with the beauty and the mystery of God. You also saw another half-truth, that entering into the presence of God in an assembly, going to communion in our terms perhaps, requires a purity, an honesty. You don't want it to be something phony. It can't be done with bad will. You kind of saw all that. And yet, this other model allows me and you and Jesus and perhaps the Pharisees and Paul later to see that maybe we didn't get it worked out too well. Maybe the laws that Moses had to apply to this particular situation, they may have applied all right then, but maybe he didn't quite get it all together. And now that we see the full light, we can see that we half understood and half misunderstood, and hence an imperfect law. The fence wasn't put in the right spot. Or rather, it was too much barbed wire on it, stopping entry, and it should have been something that we just left behind as we got closer to the mystery and closer to the truth. This, to conclude, what I hope I'm suggesting is a basic insight, anyhow, into the way Jesus seems to have been free to not follow the laws while claiming to follow the Torah. He was following the way, but he was refusing to take all these fences seriously when they did not help people. They were keeping people off the way as often as they were keeping it on it. And they were fixing God as God was seen in the half-light of imperfect revelation resulting from an imperfect inspiration coming from ordinary people, beautifully in touch with God, but imperfectly so. And Jesus wouldn't allow the fruits of that imperfect union with God, the Torah, the laws, to become a fixed statement of the will of his Father. This basic insight, in a way, is recognized within the Bible itself. Where on the mountain at the covenant, Exodus chapter 33, Moses asks the profound question, show me your glory, I beg you. He wants to see the whole sun shining on this spring day, the whole face of God. Show me your glory, I beg you. And God said, I'll let all my splendor pass in front of you, Moses. He loved him. I'll let all my splendor pass in front of you. And I'll pronounce before you the name Yahweh. I have compassion on whom I will, and I show pity to whom I please. But you cannot see my face. For man cannot see me and live. You'll need the lattice there. You'll need the Venetian blinds to protect you from the sun, Moses. I'll let it all come, but you can't see it all. So Here is a place beside me, he said to Moses. You stand on the rock, and when my glory passes by, I'll put you on the cleft of the rock, in the cleft of the rock, and I'll shield you with my hand while I pass by. Cover your eyes. Then I'll take my hand away, and you'll see the back of me, but you cannot see my face. Statement recognizes in the spirituality of the Jews that the law that they had, at best, it could only show you where to go to follow God. It could show you the way of God, the back of God, the journey you had to take. But it couldn't bring you to see the face of God. And so even in all its beauty, the laws of fasting and the laws of observance of the Sabbath, and they have a lovely beauty, as I guess hopefully any sensible law might have. What's going to happen to all those fences when we see the face of God? Surely there's going to be a whole new way of looking at all this. You can't hold the whole thing now with this protection of the half dark to help your eyes cope. Now something's happened in Jesus that has brought in a good news, a new way, not a new way, a perfect way, a perfecting way, and there'll need to be new structures, new organisation, new laws, new ways of talking, new ways of acting that enable this powerful new revelation to find fruit and expression in the human existence.